from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports director for several decades and a man who will call tomorrow or Saturday night's Steelers, Bills, preseason extravaganza, and that is the great Bob Pompiani. Bob, were you at the joint practice today?
I was at the joint practice briefly, yes. Had some other things to do over there, but yes, we're planning at a production meeting with Craig McConnell and Reagan Barube, and we're getting things ready here for Saturday night.
Any brouhahas, any fracases?
Give our listeners an idea of what stood out to Bob Pompiani today from that whole deal.
Nah, listen, after you've watched a number of these things over the years, there's not much. I expected a little bit more physicality.
I think these two. Did they have pads on? Were they tackling each other?
Pads on. Yeah, pads on. But I'm just saying, I guess I've been accustomed to watching some of these things that have gone into, anger management type of situations. Some of these players, first time they're seeing someone other than themselves, and there are little things that happen. Now, I wonder, the Steelers and Bills have had some bad blood between them as much as they, don't play in the same division, they hardly see each other. But the last two times they have, there have been some issues in those games, including the playoff game that the Steelers lost to them last January. So you never know. I think it's always good that you get a chance to see him maybe in this kind of setting, and then it carries over into the game, and we'll see what that means, if anything.
Anybody flash or pop in the time you were over there? Anybody jump off the page from that Steelers roster?
A jump.
A leap.
Nobody jumped off anything for me. I mean, I want to see it in the game before I will declare that, but I think Jaylen Warren always jumps for me, though. He's always a guy who's engaged, and I guess that's the undrafted free agent mindset. A lot of guys who have not been declared a draft pick and therefore have to earn everything they get, they seem to have that ability to just bring it every time. And I think it's a good thing. It's part of his survival, and it's made him now someone they can rely on. But, you don't have to go through being a number one coddled pick at times and have two or three chances. These guys know they don't. And because of it, I think his work ethic shows every practice.
Give me somebody along those lines who you think hasn't established themselves, but has those Warren qualities who you're looking forward to watching and calling on Saturday, Bob.
You're talking about an undrafted guy or somebody who just
embodies that mindset.
Under the radar, let's say.
Okay, Ryan Watts is a guy I like a lot. He was a 6th-round pick. But a guy who's a ball hawk, somebody who's really he'll do what it takes to get on the roster. And when your goal is to get on the roster, when the odds may not be in your favor, you have to do everything. And I think you've kind of seen that in what he does every day. Again, it's a survival tactic. If you're one of these guys who is already, they're not going to mess with 1st, 2nd round picks. You're on the roster. I don't know if that's a human nature thing or whatever, but people like him, know they have to go the extra mile. You see the guys they brought in at wide receiver, be it Van Jefferson or anyone else, even Calvin Austin, who hasn't necessarily had a good start to his career and what people might have imagined. They have to stay afterwards. They're showing people they'll sit and take 300 jugs repetition. So I like that. I you can never be satisfied with where you are in sports, and I think if you have that mindset, it serves them well.
How much Russell Wilson do you want to see in this game on Saturday, Bob?
Well, for my take, Chris, I'd like to see the whole game just to make it more interesting, but that's not going to happen. So.
Yes, I was not asking you to answer selfishly. I was asking you to put on your just what do you need to see? How much do you need to see Wilson?
Well, I don't think you need to see much of anything. I think you know what he is. The thing we need to see if he's healthy enough to go in there and do it, and that would take one or two series. If it's a good first series, maybe that's it. If it's not, if it's a three and out, I guarantee he'll be back for more if he's going to be in there. You got to see a little bit because you won't see him in the last one. So that leaves 3 weeks in between the first game. And Atlanta's a pretty good opposition, you know, right off the bat on the road. So I think they need to get some sort of idea of where he is and how he relates to the people on the offensive line and all these new teammates of his. So I would say two series.
Are you of the mindset that there's nothing Justin Fields can do on Saturday or the following week against Detroit to get that job from Wilson, Bob?
Yes, I'm of the mindset that if Wilson's healthy, he'll play and be the starter. And then you go from there. But that's okay. I mean, there's a lot of football. All we've seen already is J.J. McCarthy out for the year. And, Sam Darnold emerges as the guy maybe they're going to have to utilize with a weak, quarterback room behind him. You just don't know about the NFL. There's Joe Burrow last year, same kind of thing, and it ends up being something he's not able to come back from. So you're going to need two quarterbacks. So I think Justin Fields is still going to be someone who's going to carry on some major importance and significance for this team at some point.
Do you think because of that, they're gun-shy to use him in certain situations and have certain design packages for Fields?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
No, I think you will see it in season. I don't think you're going to see any of it now.
No, but you think, when we get to Atlanta, he'll get
snaps
on
offense.
That's
part of the menu. That's part of the real menu, basically.
Why wouldn't it be? I mean, if you're
we haven't seen it at camp yet, is what I'm saying. We've not seen it.
No, and you won't probably see. They have time to figure that out. But also, when you have a guy like that with that kind of talent, you've got to utilize it at some point. And we've not even seen it, like, in the first game. I thought maybe we see some of Fields run. He didn't. And the reason is they know what that is. They know what that looks like. They want to see him pass. They want to see him what he can do there. But I think, make no mistake, they'd be crazy not to utilize a guy like that. Why wouldn't you?
Better chance, Bob, that their second leading receiver this year, let's assume they don't get Ayuk, their second leading receiver is one of the wide receivers other than George Pickens, or is Pat Freiermuth?
You're asking me who that might be?
I'm saying, is there a better chance that after, let's assume Pickens is their number one receiver, their best receiver this year, has the best stats, better chance that the next best receiver they have is either Pat Freiermuth or one of the other wideouts currently on the roster?
I would say probably Pat Freiermuth, but I also wouldn't discount Jaylen Warren. I think they're going to utilize that running back swing pass, design screen pass, more than maybe people think, or more than they're used to seeing, because they haven't seen it at all with Matt Canada.
Now this Warren love has me wondering with you, Bob.
I'm going to call you the Warren Commission.
What do you see the playing time breakdown between Najee and Warren once the season gets here?
Well, every year we've seen it decrease for Najee Harris and increase for Warren. I would expect that trend to continue. That's not to say they both aren't utilized and both are very important, because they do have a good 1-2 punch in. You want to utilize that facet, given the fact that Arthur Smith likes the run game. But I think when you're going to see some design plays for Warren out of the backfield, the guy has a head of steam all the time, and he's very quick to get the ball and go and takes off. So, no, I would say Freiermuth is the biggest beneficiary of not having a legit – when I say legit, I don't mean that in a disparaging way. I'm saying someone who has a resume behind George Pickens. So I think Freiermuth would probably be the de facto guy there.
Do you think Juju Smith-Schuster ends up with the Steelers again?
Probably not, but you never know. Just because of this thing with Ayuk, I don't know when this Ayuk thing is going to ever get settled. But if he doesn't come here, then, I mean, at this point, I guess why not? But I wouldn't go back there.
Would you like to?
I haven't seen the results from him lately.
I agree with that. Would you like to just, because it doesn't even matter at this point, would you just like to toss your own bit of kindling on the Aiyuk fire, just make something up you want to toss out there? You saw him. He was wearing a gold 49ers cutoff shirt with two red sleeves, but then he had a black hat on, so he's really just representing both teams, Bob. And he was drinking
as a matter of fact,
green
I
Gatorade.
I saw him at a wine tasting last night. He flew in after practice, even with – he didn't have a change of clothes. He had the 49er gear on, and he came to a wine tasting. And you can tell he's elegant, and you also can tell that he's going to be a situation where he's going to make a lot of money because the wine he tasted, which was an extremely rare Camus, was on display. So,
Camus.
Like sands through the hourglass, so were the Aiyuks of our lives.
Thank you for that, Bob.
You like Camus, Chris?
I thought that was that writer Albert Camus or something.
Spelled
like that.
The same way. No, Camus is a very, very popular one. Bob, I was talking to somebody about at the Washington County Fair about it, as a matter of fact.
Blue collar wine. Bob, you're going to have me sample some of this Camus wine here. I haven't had it yet.
Oh, you'd love it, and you will taste the difference. I'll set that up. We'll have some sort of wine tasting, and I have a lot of good cheeses that I get, and I think you'll like it.
Done and done.
Who knows? Maybe Brandon Aiyuk will join us.
Consider it a date.
See you, Bob.
All right, boys, take it easy.
There you go, Bob Pompeiani.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.